I do remember the tornado going downtown, and Madison didn't lose any of the big trees, or not too many. Now, some houses beyond him on Austin Avenue were really very badly damaged, but the Cooper home wasn't. But Bertha went out in the yard at the Cooper home and got hail that were the size of baseballs and put them in the freezer there. So I remember I was about in the fourth or fifth grade, I'm thinking. And we would go and she'd say, "Look at this," and we'd open it and we'd see these, and they were hail. That was hail. I mean, it was a terrible tornado, and I remember that well. I was at Sanger Avenue then, and we got out of school early because they had had some kind of warning that we might have some bad weather. And Mother picked all four of us up. We were all at Sanger, and brought us out to the other side of the lake. And then my dad called from the bank that to stay down, that they had been hit by a tornado. And my brothers were young, and everybody was looking like that. And I'm not making this up. I remember it. I will never forget it. That tornado came right over this hill where we're sitting right now, and you could see it going across that lake, and it would not take the water down to the bottom. This was the old lake. But it made a little V in the water where it would, like a water spout. Oh, it was unbelievable. And it went right across the lake, kind of toward us, and then it just turned and went toward the dam. This was the old dam. And so, as a young girl, when you see a tornado coming at you like that, you remember it. I remember it well.